All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. As we continue on, both the University of Miami men and women this week will be at Clemson. Up first, the University of Miami women's team will take on the Clemson Tigers tomorrow night. University of Miami head coach Katie Meyer is joining us, coming off a week where they had a good win against Boston College and a tough one, coach, against Wake Forest. I have amnesia. I don't remember anything about Wake Forest. Let's talk about Boston College.
Exactly.
That was a good win, though, for you against Boston College. They came out. They were ready to play.
That was, you know, BC was really disciplined and really, really to the scout. And so it took us, it was nice to see the team grow. I mean, we really grew. We were in a hole and we fought through it, played together, played really connected as a unit. And then the game kind of broke there coming out at halftime, which has been a great quality of this team. We go in at halftime and they're, you know, we're making adjustments and stuff and then come back out and really try to impose our will. And it was a wonderful team victory. That was one of the funnest performances of the year, I thought we looked phenomenal.
Yeah. And then you had to go on the road, Wake Forest, and you had a tough battle with them a couple weeks ago at home. As it goes in this league, it's hard to win on the road. Teams do protect the home court.
Yeah, but, and then, you know, a lot of credit to Wake Forest. I mean, literally, they consistently have defended. They had just beat Louisville, so they at home, they had good confidence there. You know, it's always hard to just, you know, they scout very, very well. They have very strong legs, and they have a decent amount of discipline. And, you know, I mean, Destiny Harden herself takes 16 free throws at home against Boston College. Destiny herself. Destiny at Wake Forest, zero free throw attempts. And Miami as a team only had 17. So, you know, you got to give credit to Wake Forest. You got to understand you're playing on the road, and the whistles probably won't go in your favor all the time. And it was a really frustrating game, but we didn't lose our composure. We got down and we fought back, and then late game execution, we did every play, every execution exactly what we wanted, but, you know, we just could not get to the free throw line. They just wouldn't give us that opportunity. So we had to make the basket, and the only one who really made it at the end there it was Jazz, and she had a great offensive rebound putback. But, you know, it was a frustrating night for us, but certainly not a lack of effort or communication by my team.
Well, you're only one game out of the top four inside the ACC with still a lot of basketball to be played here, another 5 weeks or so.
Yeah. I mean, there's a separation right now, but a lot of it's just scheduling, you know. But that game, you win it. So let's say they don't get three free throws on that really well defended play. Let's just say the refs don't give Wake the free, and we win, right? Let's just say that happened. Now we're in fourth place, you know, but because of that one call, you're in eighth. So you can't get too high, you can't get too low. It's so much left to play. It'll all play out. I know we're one of the better teams in the conference, though.
Yeah. What do you think you know right now about your team that will carry you forward?
Well, I mean, it's a good thing and it's a hard thing. I mean, it's a blessing and a curse sometimes. It's, you know, we were in the fourth quarter now. The fourth quarter lineup against, let's say, Notre Dame wasn't anywhere near the fourth quarter lineup that we played at Wake Forest. So I literally, you know, I close my eyes, I clean the slate, go into the game. You have a competitive memory as a coach. You know who's been practicing well. Pretty much, you know, we're going to play 10 players in the first quarter, and we'll see how it's playing out and see what our advantage is. But we had Haley, Hannah, Shay on that backcourt. Those three, I don't think, have finished a game for us this year. And then Jazz or Dez with Lola. And that's kind of how we finished the game. And, you know, that's a different lineup. So one thing I know for sure is, if you're going to compete and play hard that night, you know, you're taking advantage of your matchup, you're going to stay in. I mean, and that's the thing. And so I think other teams have a hard time scouting us. But, you know, I traditionally have had the same starting lineup almost the whole year and the same finishing lineup for sure in all of my seasons here. But this year is different. And you know, we're being fair to everybody, and everybody's getting a chance.
You go into this Clemson game, they're coming off a loss to North Carolina. They're 4-7 in ACC play. They have had a couple of good wins. What concerns you about Clemson?
Well, this is what concerns me, and this is the score in the Clemson-North Carolina game. North Carolina was up 22 points in the third quarter. Okay, so at one point it was something like 39-17. All right, and then Clemson went on a 20-2 run in 6 minutes of basketball, and all of a sudden it was 41-37. So this is never a game where you can take a second off. They had Notre Dame beat at home. They've had a lot of tough tough games at home that they've played really competitively, and then they beat Virginia Tech at home. So, you know, Clemson is looking at us saying, well, if we beat Miami, we're ahead of them in the standings, then, you know, we're one of the top teams. So it's going to be a dogfight. We got two games versus Clemson still remaining on our schedule. So, you know, this is going to be one of those games that is huge if you win it, and it puts you in a tough spot if you lose it.
Well, please set the precedent. You're up first. You can beat Clemson on Thursday, and then the men can roll in there on Saturday and win.
There we go. Let's go, Miami. That's because but Clemson's they're scoring more than they have in the past. They really, really look very, very good, and their defensive effort, I mean, you know, it reminds us of us, you know, how you pressure the ball and you got those guards that just don't quit on the ball and chase people down. And, yeah, it's going to be a frenetic game, unlike the Wake Forest game, which was very, very sluggish, right? But, I mean, on purpose by Wake, they control the tempo and they want it in the 50s. Clemson's going to want the game to be up and down, up and down, up and down. So we're going to have to see where our advantage is as the game plays itself out.
When you get done with Clemson, you do come home, back-to-back home games, Georgia Tech and Florida State. Those are two nice matchups looking forward to what you have in terms of, you know, playing home games and having an opportunity for fans to come out and see your team.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, and it's those two games are, you know, if you were anywhere else, you weren't in the ACC, and you had the opportunity to say to your fans, guess what? This next week, we have, you know, a top 25 team coming in here, and then a team that was in the tournament last year. I mean, it would be a season worth of just excitement, and we'll have them back-to-back. So I really hope people come and fill up the Watsco, because that Boston College game, let me tell you what, that the crowd was amazing, and it fueled our comeback. No question that Category 5 was there. Some of the Greek students were there. Our fans were on their feet, and it makes a huge difference, and it gives us a lot of energy.
Defensively, you've driven your number down to about 62 points per game. I know the answer is going to be you'd always like to be better than that, but where do you see your defense trending?
I thought we defended Wake pretty well. It was a lower possession game, though, so sometimes the numbers – you know, it's more about your defensive efficiency and how many possessions you give back to the other team. But when we take care of the ball, our defense is – our numbers are great. So a lot of the times it's just been us being a little careless. And so against Boston College, we had a low, low turnover count, and we're able to hold them. And against Wake Forest, you know, our turnovers were a lot of times a 3 second – they were dead ball. They were 3 seconds in the lane or a charge or a ball out of bounds. There weren't a lot of steals, so we were able to keep it low there too. Clemson, if we do turn it over, I'd rather that we throw it to the 20th row in the bleachers, because if they steal it, it's a bucket. So yeah. We're going to have to keep that trend going. You know, our offense is going to have to protect our defense, time of possession.
Last week we talked about Haley Cavender and what she means to your program and the free throw shooting. Jaleah Williams, local player, always seems to have a smile on her face, mainly, but appears to me that maybe the next wave of player for you, that's another great ambassador for your program.
Oh yeah, Jaleah is everything. You know, she's joyful but also ultra competitive. Yeah. I think for her, it's the evolution of her game and the scouting report. You know, if you start every game as a freshman, you know, she pretty much started most of her games as a freshman. You're on the first page of the scouting report your whole career, right? Yeah. So if you have a tendency or a weakness in your game, you know, they're talking about you. So I think that this year the scout has been pretty consistent on her, and she's got to overcome her scout. And she's been in the gym working. But I think that's one thing. That the games that are a little bit more open court, she has a little bit more ability to attack. And the teams that sort of pack it in, like Wake Forest did, and they kind of stay off her, she gets a little bit frustrated. So, but she shows up every day, practice, ready to compete, and wanting to be a great teammate. And that's all you can ask.
There have been some big games in women's basketball recently. We talked about South Carolina last week, still rolling at 21-0. LSU is also undefeated. Is there a huge difference between those two teams?
Yeah, you know, I haven't really, really been watching them as much. I think South Carolina just has that. They're a little bit bigger in every position, but LSU is definitely a little bit faster. So that'll be interesting to see that matchup.
Yeah, that's right, in the Southeastern Conference. And the ACC, you have four teams in the top 20. So That's, you know,
I'm on the regional ranking committee. So, you know, with the net, which I'm not a big proponent of the net. I mean, I think that there are some offensive efficiency numbers in the net that, you know, if you're beating a team by 15, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to put your subs in, because if you win by 20, all of a sudden you get net credit. And I don't know. I don't think that's good for the game. But in any case, we have 15 teams in the league, and 14 of them are in the top 80 in the net. There's only one team that's lower than 80. And that's ridiculous. I mean, if you do the math, you know, every team in the ACC, 1 through 14, could consider themselves on the bubble at this point in the season. And that's as tough as it's ever been. We've never had such strong power numbers. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think 5 are in the top 10. Five are in the top 25, sorry. So of the net rankings. So do the math there. I mean, it's just incredible, the conference. So, you know, we have 6 wins right now. I don't talk about that other column. I just say every game's an opportunity, and let's add to it. Mm-hmm. And we got to add to it. We got to add some more wins to that column.
It's funny you bring up the net. Because, you know, before it was the RPI, now it's the net. I kind of like math as much as everybody else, I guess, maybe. But I don't know. I don't get it on the men's side or the women's side.
No, and the trend, unfortunately, is you get everybody, the conference commissioners, the television, they want great non-conference games. But there are a couple teams, and I won't call them out, but that have done just the opposite and said, let's schedule really easy and win every game by 20 and come into a conference, not in our conference, but in other conferences, come in undefeated. And then the net starts and you're number 2 in the net. You're undefeated and you've won every game by 20. But that's not really what's going to grow our game. So that's the negative of it. And I've been pretty vocal about it, because I just think, you know, we got eyes watching our game. You know, they want to see incredible basketball, and we're encouraging just the opposite. So when I'm on the committee that I'm on, I always say, well, that's the net, but that's not what matters. The head-to-head, I'll tell you, you know, and kind of shift the conversation, which I think has happened at both the men and the women's.
Yeah. I feel like they reduce the impact of what you do in your conference.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, it used to be, hey, go out and schedule all these non-conferences. Win or lose, you know, it's good. The power ratings. But, you know, people have figured out a formula that is just not great for the sport.
All right, one other thing on that, on postseason. Has postseason, refresh us a little bit, postseason locations, is that's evolving, right? Is it changed this year?
Yeah, so they'll still have the top 4 seeds will still host, but from there we're going to super regionals. Mm-hmm. So we're not going through, so then 16 teams will go to the sites, and instead of so you'll get to your sweet, I'm sorry, 8 teams, you'll get to your sweet 16, and then there'll be 2 super regional sites.
All right, that, and I think they're changing Aren't they changing the Final Four, the dates in terms?
Not this year, and it was on the table, but yeah, I don't know what's official yet, so I have to shush.
Okay, all right. Well, the more coverage, the better, right?
Yeah, right. And there's a lot of options out there, but for right now, for this year, I mean, the change this year is the first 2 rounds will be on the top seeded teams' home sites, and then if you get to the Sweet 16, you're going to 1 of 2 Super Regionals, and you're there for the next round of games.
All right, so coming up Clemson on Thursday. That's a late game, by the way, 8 o'clock game.
Yeah, tough. And then Sunday at noon, so that's one of those tougher turnarounds, because Clemson doesn't have an airport, so you got to drive a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, that's not fun. And then so it's going to be a late night, and then we're going to turn around and play early on Sunday. But that's why we need the crowd. Crowds help you forget you're tired. You know, crowds just, you forget you're tired when you're playing in front of a great crowd.
Okay, Georgia Tech and Florida State coming to the Watsco Center the next 2 games after Clemson. Thank you so much. The very best of luck against the Tigers tomorrow night.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Katie Meyer. Thanks to Hurricanes head coach Jim Larinaga for joining us. Also, Dan Radakovich. Don't forget, Hurricanes basketball coming up on Saturday. We'll have it for you from Clemson, South Carolina. Tip-off is at 3 o'clock, and we'll be on the air at 2:30 for Miami and Clemson right here on WQAM. Thanks to our producer, Danny Garcia. Thanks for joining us, and have a very pleasant good evening.